Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, December 16th, a lovely day here in the studio and lovely guests in the studio as well. Joining me in studio this morning, Ms. Kelly Schumacher, liturgical artist. And Kelly, it's great to have you back in studio.
Thank you, Andy. It's good to be here.
I think it's been a little while since we talked. Last time you were here, we talked about some of your pieces, and I believe... What piece were we talking about? I think, was it the resurrection piece?
Yes, yes, that was the one we were talking about the most, I think.
Well, you've been working on more pieces lately. Tell us about what you've been up to since we last chatted.
Sure. Last year, Rod Swanitzer commissioned me to do some sort of poster design for KFUO's 90th anniversary celebration. And... I have been working on that piece, which is a 7-foot-tall oil painting, for about a year now. And what we have done is made reproductions of this giant painting available through KFUO for donors to receive as a gift for supporting.
Very good. Well, we'll talk about that here in just a little bit, how listeners can get their hands on a reproduction of this painting. But let's talk about the painting itself. Where did your inspiration begin? Where did the idea for this painting begin?
The idea for the painting started when I was in college. I kept having this image in my mind of this woman sitting at the foot of the cross. And it kept coming back to me, and I'm thinking, okay, what does that mean? And then over the years, it got clearer and clearer to make a bride at the foot of the cross, because I looked at traditional Christian iconography, and it was Mary Magdalene. And I remember in sermons growing up, it was always about clinging to the foot of the cross. And that was where our salvation was. We would receive our salvation from the cross. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be so interesting to, instead of having the bride as this amorphous thing that we talk about every Sunday, the bride is actually a person with an identity. And I've actually been putting that person as an identity, in not entirely as the identity. In other works that I've done, I've concealed the face, but this is the first time I actually put a bride at the crucifixion who had a specific identity and was dressed in a specific way with a lace.
So tell us about the dress that you chose for this painting.
Oh, well, the dress, I actually found it at a thrift store when I was living in Philadelphia, and I wore it to an opening, and I just thought, this is such a beautiful dress, and I the model is actually my cousin, and I put her in the same dress just because that was the most beautiful white dress that I had, and the dress is covered with roses, and it has like different layers of overlay, and then the veil was actually a curtain, a lace curtain that I got at a rummage sale at St. Paul's Lutheran, and transformed it into this beautiful, long, flowing veil that was just very large and very detailed.
Very good. So you chose this image of the bride, then, based on what you had learned, what you had heard in sermons, what you'd been learning throughout your life about the bride of Christ. And so you wanted to put a face, an identity on her. And we see that in this painting. Anything else about the bride in this painting that you want to tell us about?
Well, I guess there is something. Put my cousin in a variety of different poses when she was modeling for me, and I wasn't sure whether to do her, how close, if she was clinging. Her hands are kind of in a place of like surrender and being blessed as they're crossed, crossed across her chest. She's looking upward and gazing upward instead of downward, whereas downward would be reverence. But the reason she's gazing upwards at his face is that concept of seeing through the glass darkly and then seeing face to face.
And very fitting for this time of year as well. Being a liturgical artist, I guess I don't need to. you painted that very clearly here. The season of Advent, lift up your heads. Yeah, very, very clearly. What is she looking up to?
She's looking up at Christ. This is a little different because he's not attached to a cross. He's suspended in midair, kind of in this black void that you don't know if he's ascending or descending. You don't know if he is resurrected or if he is crucified and it's too dark to see the cross. It's a little ambiguous. But he's actually gazing downward at her. And if you look closely, you can see that there's tears in both of their eyes. So there's a lot of emotion that's being charged in the piece. His hands and his feet have small wounds that are very deep. So even though there's not... it's not very gruesome and bloody. There is a depth to the suffering, though it's not necessarily overtly gory. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say that.
Sure, sure. But the truth is still there. You haven't removed that. And so not only are there wounds there in his hands and his feet, but also the crown of thorns.
Yes, yes. The crown of thorns is... very shoved into his head, but it's enlarged. Mm-hmm. I really love this idea, which I've played with before in that resurrection piece, the idea of the halo and the crown of thorns and the crown all being blended into one image. So having this crown of thorns that's enlarged and very irregular placed upon his head, but also the thorns radiating out slightly as a halo would.
Now, as a liturgical artist, time is everything in the church, right? Time is an important thing, at this side of heaven anyway. We have seasons for things. What about this piece is fitting for this time of year? We already talked about how the bride is looking up. Quite often, we think of Advent, we think about the coming baby in the manger, but I sense that there's something about this piece that you wanted for us to know that really is appropriate for the season.
Sure. A lot of times we think of the baby in the manger, mm-hmm. but what's interesting is we're actually, the church is the bride of Christ waiting for the return of Christ. And that's a theme that I'm really interested in exploring is... which I haven't really seen done a lot. Now, mm-hmm. it's probably been done, I just haven't found it yet. But trying to have that sense of looking forward and that return. Because if you look at this image, one reason that he is suspended is because he is eternally suspended in time in through the sacrament. And we get to celebrate that every Sunday. And it's also as though he is descending to us at the second coming.
There's one more... well, at least one more thing in this that I notice in this painting, down in the very bottom right hand corner. Tell us about that, because I think you were starting to lead us to that.
Sure. In the tiny bottom corner on the right, I believe, mm-hmm. there is a chalice filled with wine or blood, depending on how you want to think of it. Because as Lutherans, it's in with and under. So this is also a very sacramental piece because the art is, it's liturgical art. So it's meant to supplement worship. And mm-hmm. I know that we can't really explain the sacraments, but I think we can talk about what's happening in the sacraments.
Certainly.
So on one side, you have the bride covered with the veil with the white garment, which is the robe of righteousness. Mm. But on the other side, another thing that we receive from Christ is the... his body and blood for Holy Communion. So you have both sacraments, the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of Holy Communion represented, and you have his wound on the side, and both are essentially coming out of that wound.
So here we have this the chalice that reminds us of God's gift of Holy Communion in this picture, or in this painting. Looking at it as a whole... anything else that I'm not seeing that you want us to
sure
that you want us, or at least you want me to know, because I didn't see it yet?
Sure. The cloth that Christ is draped in is in a very strange shape.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of
curve to it. What they in German altarpieces and German crucifixions, they would have a flailing loincloth meant to represent this this celebration of Christ's true masculinity, that he is true man and true God. And instead of it being like a little sliver of cloth or something like that, it's meant to show this victorious triumph over the grave. So that's another little symbol that was stuck in there. But I think you've got the rest.
Very good. And as you pointed out earlier, everything else is very dark. Why, and you started to mention this earlier, why is everything else so dark in this painting?
I considered doing a background. I considered doing many other things, but I ended up deciding that the black background made such a highlight for these forms that were meant to appear sculptural. They're meant to appear very solid and in space, and almost in a shallow space, but at the same time, the black is very deep mm-hmm. and rich. So it's a contrast of these very light, bright figures against this very dark world that we live in.
Very much so. I certainly can see that. You said you spent about a year working on this piece. I'd like to talk more about that year and how it all progressed. We'll do that here in just a little bit. And we'll talk more about how listeners can get a reproduction of this as well. So hopefully you can stick around for more of the conversation, listeners, as we're talking with Kelly Schumacher, liturgical artist, about some of her art and a very special piece that we'll talk more about here right after this break on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news. Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Kelly Schumacher, liturgical artist, and we are talking about a lovely piece that you've been working on for some time now. And you mentioned earlier that it took about a year to work on this piece, and specifically that is helping us celebrate our 90th anniversary this week. And our listeners have an opportunity to get a reproduction of this painting by being a sponsor, by supporting Worldwide KFUO. And so by joining with us and making a gift of $90 or more this week, you can receive a reproduction of this. Now, tell us a little bit about the reproduction. What is the size of it again?
Sure. The reproduction is 13 by 19 inches. So it is a good size to frame and put in your home as a reminder of what Christ did for you. Mm-hmm. This was done many, many, many years ago. People would make prints mm-hmm. and put these prints or small paintings in their homes and be reminded of what Christ did for them.
It is a great piece for that, especially, I appreciate, as you pointed out earlier, putting a face, an identity on this bride of Christ. Now, tell us about this year-long process, this year-long painting, and some of the ups and downs throughout the year of working on this piece, memories of this past year and working on this piece.
Sure. It was a very interesting process. As Rod Zwanitzer could tell you, I came in with one design, and by the end, it turned into something completely different. It was supposed to have gold on it. It's a 7-foot tall painting by 3 feet wide. So naturally, that large of a size would take a very long time. The lace took a very long time. I painted with not all the black part. I painted with a tiny brush, but mm-hmm. the other details I painted with a 00 or a 0 or a 000 brush, which if anyone knows, that is very few hairs to do on something this large. But on other areas, I didn't obviously use mm-hmm. that small of a brush because there was glazing and then there was backgrounds where I didn't need to. I also used fan brushes, so there's a lot of blending to create a very smooth, glassy surface. I was inspired by artists such as Zurbaran, who was a Spanish painter, and he liked to paint crucifixions with a deep black background. I was also inspired by Bouguereau, who was a French painter. And he wanted to use a lot of glazes and create these very smooth forms on the body. I had to use many different models for this project. One of the models was actually, I used him, he's from a grad school, and he was a cyclist, so we had to work on suspending, this was a few years ago, we were suspending him in midair, and he was hanging on this wooden beam on the top of my studio to get the tension in his arms. And then I forgot that you needed to have hands, obviously, so I had to ask another person to be a hand model, and we were pressing their hands to punch them to create the wound marks, that tension that you would get mm-hmm. from a nail being driven into your hand. The rocks are from one of my favorite, the rock on the bottom is from one of my favorite runs when I was in Philadelphia across the Schuylkill River. So even though it took a year to actually paint the painting, mm-hmm. there's many different years of process that happened, and I didn't know these different elements would come together to tie in to make an entire painting.
I love that, that there are so many elements, as you said, that come from different places as well, that all come together in the artist's mind, and then we see it then on the canvas. We see it on the painting and now on these reproductions as well. What a neat piece of history for you, certainly as the artist, that's conveyed to us as well to get to see that. And I love the story that you shared behind that of all the elements that come in together in one piece. Now, as we mentioned, listeners can get a reproduction of this by supporting Worldwide KFUO this week. And you can do that with a gift of $90 this week, helping us celebrate the 90th anniversary during our celebration week. Now, something else special about this this reproduction of the painting.
Sure. It is hand signed by me. So if you would like for this amount of time or amount of money that you donate to mm-hmm. support KFUO, this reproduction is going to be hand signed by the artist. So that's another little treat, I guess,
sure.
that you could
yeah.
have.
Now, can I ask, where is the original going to be?
Oh,
any
well.
Plans for that?
Yes, the original is going to be on display, if everything goes well, because keep in mind, it's a very large painting with the frame mm-hmm. that my dad made that adds a little bit of weight and size, so it's right. about 8 feet tall. We didn't even talk about the frame yet.
And we can see pictures on Facebook. We have pictures
you can.
Of your dad
yeah,
with the, yeah. the frame. Yeah.
Yeah, our whole house was crazy. So I think around the corner from the KFUO studios, there's mm-hmm. this display of the history of KFUO. So the painting, if all goes well, is going to be hanging up there for a little while.
Very good. Sometime in the near future, hopefully.
Hopefully, if everything goes well this afternoon, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
exciting. Yeah. Well, hopefully the weather will hold out. I think our rain is done, so hopefully they can make that transition over here and be on display for everyone to enjoy. Well, I look forward to seeing the original as well. How exciting. Tell us about some of the other, anything else about this painting before we
sure.
talk about some of your other work.
Well, the last part is that my dad has really outdone himself making this molded cherry and walnut frame for it. We actually had to use a friend from church to get all the grooves and routing mm-hmm. and everything right for this frame. And we did research at the St. Louis Art Museum. It was very funny because the guards were looking at us as we were inspecting each frame and trying to figure out the designs that we would want. So he's really, so at the same time, even though I've grown as an artist, he's really challenged himself as a cabinet maker and as a framer. So as you could tell, what's really nice is that the work is getting more complicated, but the frames are also becoming more beautiful as well. So they've kind of grown together, which is a really interesting and cool process.
How has this been a family effort then? How?
Sure. My mom actually came with me today. I really wanted her to be here because I know that she's been a really big part of making Anyu's Day liturgical arts possible. And I'm actually going to bring my dad on the radio later this week because he's been very important. They've been very supportive and have worked very hard and have been very dedicated to making this whole artistic endeavor work. So
it's really been a family effort.
Very
and a lot of work has gone into this, not just you, but the whole family. Certainly you've been putting in a lot of work, and we get to see that now. And it's for, I say, looking at it, it's totally worth the work, but I didn't put in all the work that you did. Well, tell us about some of the other pieces you've brought with you this morning. I love some of the, and thank you, by the way, for
You're
the
welcome.
Very nice gift. I can't wait to share this.
Sure. What we brought in today was a Madonna and Child reproduction. And then Andy got some cards for just for as a thank you. For this piece, it is a Madonna and Child where Christ is sitting on his mother Mary's lap. If you look closely, which obviously our listeners can't look closely now, but he is gesturing upward and pointing to the background, and there's a crucifixion. And the crucifixion is meant to be his fate. And the Bible verse is, and a sword will pierce your own soul as well, this concept that Christ's suffering would be shared with Mary because it was her son that was killed for the redemption of humanity. And this cross that's being driven into the ground is also being driven into her heart. And Christ is both pointing to the future suffering and also to her heart. Hmm. On the other side, she has this veil that she's pulling back away from the background, which was done in Dutch master paintings. You would have a veil or a curtain meant to be pulled back to reveal a scene. So she's revealing the background, but she could also be pulling the veil away from her son in her lap to show this revelation of God in the flesh.
Magnificent piece, and makes a lovely card for this time of year as well. Any time of year, but certainly this time of year as well. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And some other pieces you brought along with you today.
Sure. We actually brought some cards as examples because we started to do this Christmas card, greeting card, liturgical card ministry that we've been doing. It's Village Lutheran and St. Paul's Lutheran this past fall and winter, where we've taken some of my work and reproduced them into cards. So the ones that we have available are the Madonna and Child. I also brought a sample of the Bride of Christ. I did a pencil sketch study while I was working on the larger reproduction for different ideas of poses. And people have really connected with that one emotionally, because my cousin is a nurse, and they've just sensed this deep reverence and compassion in her pose. There's also the Resurrection, which was the one that was very popular last year. And the Resurrection is also hanging upstairs in the president's office. Right, because we had a little exhibition earlier this year. We also have I Am the Vine, where Christ is in the tomb. It's gold. The background is a wood meant to represent both the cross and the tree of life, and the vines are encircling the border. And then the last one is Christ inside of the manger. The manger forms almost a coffin or a box. He's in a baptismal shell or a flower.
Yeah,
you
see
that.
Now.
You see that, like the rose that's blooming, but he's a white rose instead of a red rose.
Wow.
And the hay forms a crown of thorns around his body. So all of them have a deep theological symbolism inside of them, even though they're pint-sized cards.
Wow. That is really, what a great Christmas piece.
Thank you.
I love it. Now, are these being made available then? I know you said some of them are available. Are all of them
available? Okay. Through my website, which is www.kelly-schumacher.com, or you can like us on Facebook at Anyuste Liturgical Arts. And we're also working with Ad Crucem. They've picked us up, and they're a really great organization. You should check them out, not just for my sake, but they have a lot of other artists and writers that they're trying to help and support and get some just really good, good Christian gifts and good Christian art out there.
Wonderful. We'll provide a link to your website as well, with the archive of today's program as well. So folks can who are listening now or listening later, they'll be able to find that link later on with the archive of today's program. With just about a minute and a half or so, 2 minutes left, other things that you'd like to share with us today in our conversation.
I think you did great. Thank you, Andy.
Well, I am so excited about the painting coming, hopefully in the very near future, and getting to see that. And what are you working on? Do you get to take a little break, or are you still working on more things?
We are already working on next year's Christmas card. I've been visiting different events and taking pictures of different people. There was breakfast in Bethlehem a few weeks ago, and I got to see some sheep because I really wanted to add sheep into my work. just working on a bunch of new ideas. I bought some really nice gold leaf and some silver points, so I want to play with a few different materials. I have a bunch of different ideas in my mind, but normally I get the idea first and then I get that commission second, so which seems a little backwards, but that's... So I'm just sketching away and painting away and working on tracing paper and trying new things. So.
You mentioned commission, by the way. If a congregation, someone is listening that would like to get in touch with you about possibly commissioning a piece, they can do that through the website as well?
They can do that through the website or message me on Facebook or even contact KFUO.
Sure. We know how to get them in touch with you, certainly. Well, Kelly, it has been a pleasure talking with you this morning. Thank you so much for coming and sharing all these pieces. Again, listeners, if you would like to get a one of the reproductions of this painting, you can do so by being a donor for Worldwide KFUO this week. And this week is our 90th anniversary celebration. And so in honor of that, Kelly has this great piece, a reproduction of this piece that will be hand signed. So you can get in touch with Joni or Mary here at Worldwide KFUO. They'd be happy to help you become a donor so you can get one of these pieces. Kelly, thank you so much for being our guest. It has been a pleasure talking with you and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you so much, Andy, and congratulations, KFUO, for 90 years of being on the air.
Thank you so much. Coming up in a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary.
In this season of Advent, we Christians recognize our need for a Savior and look with great anticipation to the birth of Jesus Christ. But all around the world, there are millions of people still living in spiritual darkness. You can help introduce them to the light of the Savior by providing catechisms and Bible storybooks translated into the languages of the world. Learn more about this mission at lhfmissions.org.